me see my telephone number. 432-1-101. Feel free to dial it at any time for any reason. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How's it going, Grease?
Good.
Got a question for you.
Sure.
Were you really married to Estelle?
Yeah, buddy, I was married to Estelle.
Was she that big of a bitch?
She was a bitch and a half, buddy.
Oh, man, because every time I listen to you in the morning, I'm thinking, well, maybe...
I mean, she was brutal. We're talking mega bitch!
Mega bitch.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful!
That bad, because, see, I'm thinking about getting married. I'm a cop, too, and I'm thinking about getting married. But every time I listen to you in the morning, I kind of think, well, maybe I better not do it.
What police force are you on, buddy?
I'm in the United States Air Force, Andrews Air Force Base.
Yeah. Well, buddy, if I were you, I would think twice about it. I'll be honest with you. I know a lot of people are married saying, oh, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. But there's a lot more people that are married that are hating life.
I know what you mean.
Buddy, you come home to that same old nasty thing night after night.
That bad, huh?
Oh, man, oh, man. And then the digging starts. They like to dig. You know, they nudge.
Well, didn't you have any good memories?
Well, all right, maybe I had one good memory or two, but, I think about it, buddy. Good luck with that. All right, if there's one thing I liked about Estelle, if anything, she was like Edith Bunker. She always had a weird story. Like, at the end of the day, and Estelle say, honey, you never believe what happened. I always think, oh, God, because I knew I was in for a doozy of a story. Like, only Estelle could tell. One time she came home with two black eyes. And I said, I got to hear this. Let me hold up. Before you even start, give me a beer, 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 beer. As I had a beer poured, I lit up a mentholated Tipperillo. I said, all right, Estelle, tell me how you got those two black eyes. She said, well, I went to afternoon devotionals at Father Cabrini's church. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got the black eyes at church. She said, yeah. I said, oh, God, what happened? She said, well, I was sitting in back of Mrs. Higginbottom, and when we all stood up for the choir to go in there, I noticed that her dress was stuck in the crack of her behind. I mean, it was wedged in there, and I thought I'd be nice to Mrs. Higginbottom, so I reached forward over my pew into hers, and I pulled the dress from her tocastel region, and she turned around and popped me one. Pop! I said, well, Estelle, that explains one black eye, but how'd you get the other one? She said, well, I realized I'd done something wrong, so I reached over there and I tucked the dress back in there.
Hello there, you gorgeous IBM.